So I have a tendency to get very, very focused. This is a great topic as the first piece here, in that I don't have to talk over myself. Having this sort of anti-ADD, I move through projects in life in a way that it's like wearing horse blinders, but for every single one of my senses, sight, smell, sound, vision, you know, everything. I had an experience in a studio where I was working, and sometimes I do like to have a little bit of background noise, nothing that I'm actually paying attention to, but I was working and found a small, crappy little AM/FM radio, and I turned it on to the only station that would come in, and it was some awful sort of jock jam type station, and it was fine because, as I mentioned, I wasn't really listening to it. And after working for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 hours, the signal had switched over, and I didn't realize it till near an hour plus into it that I had been incredibly focused and subconsciously listening to a local Little League broadcast. The local team had won. Being incredibly goal-driven, I go about things in a way that
very focused. This
I need to create
a great topic as
tasks,
the first
things that I can accomplish and succeed and achieve.
Piece here
the
in that
easiest way that I do this, the
myself.
Way that I do this in my everyday
having
life
sort of
is daily. I'll create a to-do list. A list where I'll draw out these extremely precise little boxes.
It's like wearing
next to that will be the task at
every
hand.
Single
and there's something
so
satisfying
sight,
smell,
about
sound,
accomplishing that
vision, and putting a
you know, every
giant determined X through
I
that
had
perfect little
an
box.
Experience.
In a studio where I was working, and something that
I
found
I do
really
like
helpful,
have a little bit of background noise.
You know,
nothing
again,
that I'm
being
actually paying attention
being goal-driven,
to,
having these things to accomplish is something that I do
small,
both in my studio practice, at work,
little AM/FM
just
radio,
any
and
daily tasks
on
that I have.
Station that would come
but that
in,
idea of a reward system goes even further than the
sort of
satisfaction of X in a box.
And
I can be in the studio and will.
And after
set
working
up
for
something for me to work
I don't know,
towards
3, 4, 5 hours,
so I might say, I have to stay seated here at this desk drawing for a minimum of
hour
4 hours before I can
I had been
reward myself with a bite to
and
eat.
Subconsciously
it gets
listening
sort
to
of
a local little
excessive
broadcast.
Sometimes in this crazy little game that I'll play, where it'll be
the local team.
Okay, I have to finish this part of a painting before I can take a pee break or smoke a cigarette. I have to fold all the laundry before I can, you know, do whatever it is that is the reward that I've set up for myself. So
recently,
being incredibly goal driven,
I was in New York.
I go about things in a way,
a city that has,
I need to create
incredible forms of public transportation.
First, things that I can accomplish.
I was able to get to where I needed to go
here.
By train or bus or taxi.
Easiest way that I do this,
the way that I do this in my everyday
home
life and getting into my car
daily, I'll create.
It felt a little alien at first.
A list where I'll draw out.
Eventually, I became
extremely precise,
more accustomed. You know, everything went back to normal.
Next to that will be,
and I realized how much I absolutely love to drive.
Sight, smell, sound,
accomplishing that. I love driving so much.
Determined X through that
perfect little box.
Experience.
A weird experience that I actually like being stuck in traffic.
Really,
I know that's not a very popular thing.
You know, again, being goal driven, having things
being stuck in traffic, being in a car, having a destination, or again,
for
a goal,
getting
from point A to B.
But
that idea of a reward system goes even further than satisfaction.
It's really basic.
It's something that in the studio and is accomplishable.
And
when you are stuck in traffic and you're stuck behind a car, you're blocked in on all sides,
so I might
you have no decision of where to go, but to wait and then eventually hopefully move forward.
For a minimum
I think of it as
before
this
I had been
reward
myself
really
with
free space. It's a bit of relief.
It gets
where
sort of a local
you
excessive
are
sometimes.
Completely in control and you're
that
also
play,
facing a complete lack of control.
The local team.
Okay, decisions are being made for you.
I have to finish this part of painting.
I find it really freeing.
There's
something where you can go anywhere, you can do anything.
I do fold all the laundry before
it's very optimistic.
I can, you know, do whatever it is that is the reward that I've set up for myself.
Recently,
being incredibly goal-driven,
I was in New York.
I go about things.
I spent
in
some time traveling.
I
love to travel.
Forms of public transportation.
To immerse yourself in other cultures.
I was able
meet other people
to
and
get to where I needed
all these
to go by train
or bus or taxi.
Easiest way that I do this. The way that I do
one
this.
One particular
coming
trip
home,
that I was on.
Life
and getting into my car
with a friend who's a great
travel felt a little alien at first.
He a list where I'll draw out
from Switzerland originally
more accustomed
box folk,
you know, everything
with
a ton of language
normal.
That will be
and I realized
German friend
how much
Spanish.
I absolutely love
so
to drive.
So it was able
it was easy to navigate around
driving
science with him as my guide.
That perfect little
experience.
A weird
one
experience
moment
that
I actually liked
being stuck in traffic.
Or with
I know that's
some
not a very popular thing.
You know, local again,
being
having
things
being stuck in traffic,
just sitting there
in a car, having
not really
understanding anything.
Again,
a goal.
And they all started looking at me and laughing.
It was incredibly intimidating because I had no idea what they were saying.
It's really basic.
Finally, my friend looks at me and he says,
"In the studio, and
is accomplishable."
And
when you are stuck in traffic and you're stuck behind a car,
if there was something wrong with
you, blocked in on all sides.
If I was
an incredibly poor student in school because I wasn't spoken to,
hopefully
move forward.
A minimum
and that's something that I wish that
really
I had access to another language.
Sort of a local
you are
sometimes.
Completely my family is from Hong Kong,
facing
a complete lack of control. And I grew up speaking Chinese.
This part
my
of,
really grandmother was living with us, and she didn't speak English.
You can
go anywhere, but she passed
anything
when I was 5 years old.
It's very optimistic.
I can, you know,
do whatever
I'm
it is
also
that
a
is,
first
is
generation American, so it's a difficult thing that, you know, my parents made this decision to come to the States. They wanted us to fit in. And they didn't really push it, but also it became really difficult for my father to hear my brother and I speak Chinese because it reminded him of my grandmother passing. And it was it's a sad thing on many levels that it's something that I lost from my culture because of something that, or someone that my father lost. Recently,
incredibly goal driven.
I was in New York.
I go about things.
I spent some time traveling. I love to receive a special power. I think that my special power would be that I didn't need to sleep at all, ever. Like, ever. I've never been very good at sleeping
in my car with a friend.
I don't think I really enjoy it. I know that I need it.
More accustomed.
There just isn't enough time in the day to do everything that I want to do.
How much I
but it's also it's more than that.
When I
was younger,
my guide,
my parents would tell me to go to bed and tuck me in,
being stuck in traffic,
and
I would popular thing
do that. I would get into bed, I would close my eyes. I would turn the lights off, and I would wait until I heard my father snoring.
And they all started looking at me and laughing.
And I would open my eyes, I would fall out of bed, I would go into my closet and turn the light on so that they wouldn't see it. And
it's accomplishment.
I would do whatever I wanted. I would read, I would draw, I would mess around, reorganize things.
I was
an incredibly poor student. And it's something that I still do today. There's something special about
I wish
that time of night, generally between like 3 and 5 or 6 a.m. It feels like it's my
exclusively my
time. The rest of the world has gone to bed. The early risers haven't woken up yet.
She didn't speak English.
She can go anywhere.
But she passed when I
was totally alone
and
totally free. I'm also a first generation American, so
I wish that I never had to sleep again.
Thing that, you know, my parents made this decision to come to the States. They wanted us to fit in, and they didn't really push it. But also, it became really difficult for my father to hear my brother and I speak Chinese because it reminded him of my grandmother passing. And it was it's a sad thing on many levels that it's something that I lost from my culture because of something that, or someone that my father lost.
Recently,
in
New York.
When I was in college, studied abroad and worked with Sam Saramis in the south of France in a small village.
Special power would be
at the time I was obsessed with this representation of meat
ever.
Steaks, pork chops,
never
hot dogs, sausages,
very good
that kind of thing. Don't think I really enjoy it.
Metaphor
that I still find quite powerful in this idea of
there just isn't enough time in the day to
sustenance I want to do.
Security.
Love.
But it's also it's more than that.
When I was younger,
I'm sculpting my guide
my
and ceramic. These
parents would tell me to
hot dog go to bed. they tuck me in.
I made hundreds of them.
And
I would get into bed. When my program was ended, I had to come home and wait until I heard
I thought my father snoring.
I have 100 ceramic sausages.
I would.
How am I going to bring them home safely? They're quite fragile.
I would go into my closet and turn the light on so that they wouldn't see it.
And
it's accomplished.
I would do whatever
in my
I
profession.
Wanted.
I have to transport a lot of works, but I've messed around. Never again had to transport hundreds of ceramic meat products.
And it's something that I still do today.
But I thought, okay, to safely do this, I'll pack them in my carry-on luggage.
I had one of those
wheelie backpack deals, you know,
where
I packed them really well. I stuffed this thing full. I get to the airport, the security check point, haven't woken up yet,
and I put my luggage, which must have been near 100 pounds,
on the conveyor belt,
and
it goes through, it starts moving.
I wish that I never had to sleep again. You know, my parents made this
through the scanner. It starts surfacing out the other side, and waiting with bated breath.
So,
and then
they didn't really push it, but also
it's going backwards. So the
my brother and I speak Chinese,
so it
reminded him of.
He asked
my grandmother
me,
passing,
"What's in your bag?"
It's a
and
sad
I say
thing
in
that
broken French,
"It's something
il
that I lost."
Céramique, c'est
saucisson. That
je suis une artiste. Je ne sais pas, which translates to, "They are ceramic sausages." I'm an artist. I don't know. And of course, he brings all of his colleagues over. They look at the bag. They start laughing because it looks like I'm bringing a bag of dicks onto the plane.
Studied abroad.
Creative process is ceramics.
At times, really difficult. That,
like,
at the time, I was obsessed.
How do you get started
with
this representation of meat
ever?
Steaks.
I'm so often faced with this
very good
like anything.
White page with no marks.
I think I really enjoy it.
Metaphor
that I
blinking
first
quite powerful
in a sea of nothing.
This idea of
there just isn't enough time in the day to
sustenance,
do
I want to do
security,
love.
But it's also
thinking about
that.
I was
young,
being faced with that emptiness.
And ceramic, these
parents would tell me to
hot dog.
I think about my dog.
I made hundreds of them.
He oftentimes gets lost in these moments where he's
when my program is
looking at something, but
looking at nothing at all.
And I always thought, wonder, well, what on earth ceramic is this about? How am I going to bring them home safely?
They're
one their time
in particular.
He so that they wouldn't see it.
Was with me in the kitchen as I was preparing dinner.
I have to transport a lot of work
out of the corner of my eye.
I can never
see him
moving
around.
I stop ceramic meat products
right
in front of the wall,
face to face,
but
right
thought,
in front of
okay,
the wall.
To safely do this,
not even an inch between them.
My carry-on luggage.
I had one of those
wheelie backpacks.
I didn't know that I was watching him,
you know,
but I was.
And I was
packing really well. I
think
it's
so weird.
I get to the airport,
security check
point. I haven't woken up yet,
and I put my luggage.
Continued to do this for several minutes.
Must have been near.
I think we get
so caught up. We're all thinking about
a million different things at once.
Goes constantly,
starts moving.
I wish that I never.
But I think in this case,
you know, my
he might have smelled something on that wall because starts after a little while
the other side
takes a look
and
waiting with bated
over
breath
both of his shoulders
so,
and then takes one long gigantic lick at the wall.
So the my brother and I speak
the officer
Chinese,
there,
so reminded him
he asked
my grandmother
me,
passing
what's in your
and
bag
it was, it's a
and
sad
I say
thing on many
in
levels, that
broken French,
it's something Il that I lost.
Il s'entend ser amique, c'est saucisson. Je suis une artiste, je ne sais pas, which translates to they are ceramic sausages. I'm an artist. I don't know. And of course, he brings all of his colleagues over. They look at the bag. They start laughing because it looks like I'm bringing a bag of dicks onto the plane.
I don't
afraid to think of myself as a very calm or relaxed person.
At the time, I was
this representation is always something that I want to do. Specifically,
often
a very fast-paced, high-energy sort of way.
White page.
But there are a few things that put me at ease.
Linking groups quite powerful.
And one of those things is doing tasks in repetition.
Thinking about that when I was
being faced with that emptiness.
When
I was younger, I started noticing this. In preschool, I went to school at a Montessori school where
when my program
the classroom is set up in these different
stations,
and I always places where you could self-dictate where you wanted to spend your time and what you wanted to do.
How am I going to bring them home safely?
Every day I beeline to the same station that was set up with swatches of fabric
and
big plastic buttons and yarn.
The corner of my eye,
and I would get around
and
stop
ceramic
these buttons
meat
fabric in front of the wall.
And
when they were all done,
right
in front of the wall,
I
would not even meticulously take them all apart and then do it again. And again,
really bad.
And again, I was watching
stitching,
him unstitching.
And
I was restitching and I was unstitching.
Packing really well. I think it was
so weird.
I get to the airport security check early point
when
and I put my
I got older
in middle school. I think we get so
went to a Catholic school
about
where one of the things that
moving,
I most appreciated learning
and I think in this case
handwriting.
You know, my parents might have smelled something
the
on that wall because
I loved the
while
process
the
of
look,
scrawling those
waiting with
over precise curves
and
looped lines on that blue lined paper with the red dashes
so
in the center.
My brother and I speak
the
Chinese.
Officer and
he asked
and
me
I longed for
what's,
this punishment
bag,
that the nuns would give the students to write what they've
French
done wrong over and over again. So I took that notebook paper home
amique,
and I gave myself that punishment. And I would pull up in my room and write that same sentence over and over and over again.
They are ceramic
on multiple
sausages.
Pages of paper.
I'm an artist.
And
I don't
some
know.
Reason that was quite calming.
And of course, he brings all of his colleagues over. They look at the bag. They start laughing because it looks like I'm bringing a bag of dicks onto the plane.
Recently,
perhaps
when I was in college,
because we're
the
a day away from Halloween. I'm a very calm or relaxed person.
At the time I was getting started with this representation,
but it's always something that I want to do.
I
wanted to think about all of the things that I'm afraid of,
like high energy sort of way, white page
in a world that has put me at so many atrocities happening. One of the times is doing one of the things I'm most afraid of, and really embarrassing to admit, but
thinking about
wildly afraid of the dark.
When I was younger,
which is funny because I think about staying up in the middle of the night doing this. In preschool, honestly, went to school at a Montessori school where when my program the classroom is my father's used to take me to a haunted house on Halloween, and I wasn't scared of people jumping out and grabbing you, or the blood in the guts be everywhere. Same station.
The scariest part was going up this elevator shaft
in pitch black, big plastic buttons and yarn.
When I first moved to Michigan,
I was when they were completely lost, and I found myself literally lost take them all in the dark,
and then do it again.
I woke up in the middle of the night in my new room,
and I was unstitching
in a new neighborhood.
So weird.
That was pitch black at night with a lack of streetlights.
I got older.
I woke up in middle school, panicked, ran to find the door and the light switch, where I found my way to the wall.
I most appreciated learning.
There was no switch there.
Handwriting.
So I grappled my way
on that wall because
down that wall and hit a corner,
scrawling those
with
over
and
precise curves and looped.
Then I turned and saw that wall down and blue lined paper
with the red dashes.
Finding a doorway, which I went through. A closet.
And I longed for
this punishment at home. So it was a closet that was about 3 by 4 feet large.
What they've done wrong over and over again.
So I took that with them home.
Definitely something to be afraid of.
Give myself that punishment. And I would pull up in my room and write that same sentence over and over and over again.
They are ceramic
on multiple pages of paper.
I'm an artist.
And for some reason that was quite calming.
And of course he brings all of his colleagues over. They look at the bag, they start laughing because it looks like I'm bringing a bag of dicks onto the plane.
Perhaps
when I was in college,
because we're
the
a day away from Halloween,
very calm or relaxed person.
There are so many important relationships that I have in my life.
This representation,
but it's always something that I want to do.
It
tells me a lot about who I am and
afraid of,
how I think and feel about certain things. In a world that has,
and some of the most
so many relationships that I have are with animals.
One of the times
I have doing
a dog.
One of the things I'm most afraid of is amazing.
Really
embarrassing to admit, but he's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Wildly
afraid of the dark, about 15 pounds.
When I was younger,
brown, funny because I think about waking up in the middle of the night,
white spots.
But
in the preschool,
with giant brown eyes, a really long nose. The classroom is
my father
used to take me to a haunted house.
Has these ears that one of them stands straight up at attention, the other grabbing you,
or the blood and guts everywhere
makes him look constantly
going up this elevator shaft in pitch black.
Big plastic buttons and yarn.
Nothing feels better than being greeted by him when I come home.
When I first moved to Michigan,
wagging tail,
completely lost.
There are moments
I find myself when I
take hold on
the dark senses that I feel constantly.
And again,
I was watching stitching.
Woke up in the middle of the night and
reached
a new room out.
And
a new neighborhood.
Earthy
and sweet.
That was pitch black at night with a lack of streetlights.
It always makes me feel really warm.
And I got older.
I woke up.
He
panicked.
I was adopted from a shelter
in the door
and
the lights.
Where
I
found my way to
woman
the wall,
who worked at the shelter, her son named
there was no switch there.
Van Halen
grappled my way,
and I thought going in that and hit a corner, I would call him Van,
and
for short, because I wasn't going to call my dog Van Halen.
And
lined
painted up,
get there, meet with him for several hours.
Doorway
and go through all the things you go through during a puppy adoption process.
And
so it was a closet that was about 3x4 feet
large.
As I was leaving,
what they've done wrong,
the woman says,
"So I've been here a few days,
so he doesn't know his name."
Definitely something to be afraid of myself.
We brought him home.
That punishment.
And he didn't have a name for a couple days.
Pull up in my room, but right,
I call him Van,
over and over and over again.
They are ceramic
on multiple
sausages.
Pages of paper.
I'm an artist.
And
I don't
some
know.
Reason that was quite calming.
And of course he brings all of his colleagues over. They look at the bag. They start laughing because it looks like I'm bringing a bag of dicks onto the plane.